All right, I got good evening, everybody.
Evening.
We are on page caller is out. Well, I'm hanging with Bayes 45B. Mar said, I think we got
We're up to
up to the Gemara. Asked why a certain area outside Eretz Yisrael, right? I believe that's where we're up to.
Yes.
The Madlo goes while Isa Harevach Shebigrod Diko, whatever that is on a map, which I wasn't able to find it anywhere on a map, but it's apparently south of
Yeah,
24. It says over here it's part of the Philistine land near Be'er Sheva,
yeah.
known as Gror. It is further away from Eretz Yisrael to the south than Ashkelon, which so it ju it just Ashkelon just escaped the decree of the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and based on its proximity to Eretz Yisrael, so the open space of Jericho is further away. So why does it have no foreign land Tumah? That seems to be the question. I guess there was a certain Kabbalah that. Well, how do we know that it didn't have? Did we say this earlier and I missed it? Well, there's an assumption here that it had no tumah. I guess maybe I missed it. I forgot. Anyway, so the Gemara answers: Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yishuv ben Levi, nivyara. It's not pleasant. It's a bad place to live. So he didn't have to decree tumah because no one's going to go there anyway. I remember this goes along with the idea that we said that the Tumas Haman was to discourage people from going to Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz, to begin with. So if it's not a nice place, so, you know. I just saw an article today, five most dangerous cities to live in the United States.
New York,
And they are
Baltimore,
Baltimore, St. Louis, Memphis, Oakland. Anyway,
and not New York.
New York was not on the list. Yeah, but I was glad that we made the top five.
Oh,
Hashem.
wow.
Hashem. But apparently, even if it's the top five, it's still a place where you didn't like to live. So this must mean that it's unpleasant, must be there's something else unpleasant about it. Ad heichon, until what point is there no tumah? Despite the fact that it's considered chutz la'aretz. Rav Hanan bar Shem bar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Anachem Mitzrayim. That's that little river at the southwest border of Eretz Yisrael. Hare Aza Nivya Yafet. What about Gaza? There its inhabitants is very pleasant, apparently. Okay, very interesting.
War, everybody.
They should have decreed Tumah there. Pishpasha Amar Kumei Rabbi Yosi, this person whose name is Pishpasha, he said, Sheilas Rabacha Ushra. Rabacha, I asked Rabacha if Kohanim could go to this area. And he said it's mutter. So for reasons that remain unknown, they did not decree tumah on Gaza. That's what it says over here. I don't know. What's that?
Number eight on the bottom discusses it more.
Yeah, okay. Let's go on because we're not on the right page yet. Reb Zeira Azal said the fall. He went to this place in northern Eretz Yisrael, it says over here. Someplace near Bavel, whatever it is, maybe near Transjordan, near Beit Shan, whatever it is. Havachame garme yehiv, levar min diklaya de. He noticed himself positioned beyond diklaya de Bavel. He was a Kohen. Zeira was a Kohen. He was concerned that he had gone too far. This is like, you know, walking on Shabbos to Sinai Hospital and you're walking around and you're afraid. Oh, did I go out of the Erev? You know, this is the same kind of ideal. He's like afraid, did I leave Eretz Yisrael? Right? So he was concerned. So what did he do? We're now on Mem Vav. Sha'al Reb Chiya Bar. So he sent a question. L'shrein b'noi the Reb Yosser de Dama of the two sons, I guess Reb Chiya. He sent Reb Chiya the question to ask. One of the two sons, or both of the sons, of Rabbi Yosef Adama. They apparently were experts into where the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim began. Amr Lay, so they told him, no, he can kanayamati on the place where you got to is there's a minute for Kohanim to go there. Don't worry about it. This is the best kind of a rav to have, one that'll say that you didn't do anything wrong. That's the best. Anyway, kanaya shil Rabbi Yekna. So Kohanim asked Rabbi Yekna the following question: Hahon chuta de nove, the thread of land that's from the border of nove. So what's that? They're also transjordan. Amla Rabbi Yekna Mashem Chunya Devras Chavron. He said in the name of Rapunya of Bras Chavron. So people used to reach as far as Darai, which is beyond Noves, and Noves must be okay. On the thread from Butzraya is Tohar at the Pradesa, up until the area of Pradesa. Wherever these places are, he's just giving them the coordinates. Okay? Amar Bavuhu Yesha Yarshal Kusin. So now he says, I didn't realize this, but in footnote 5, he says, if you look in the back in your appendix 2, at the map there, just want to just point it out to you to see this very, very large area. Yeah, if in the beginning, right where appendix 2 begins, you will see there is Judea over here, Yehuda. And there's a little Galilee over here. And then there's Shomron in the middle. Now, Shomron is quite a large chunk of Eretz Yisrael. But it says here in the footnote that the Kusim were given different cities in this area, and they called it, it says over here, it was called Samaria. Or Shomron. That's unbelievable. I didn't realize that they had taken that large an area. Did you realize that? That the Kusim lived in Shomron, that this area, this pink area in this map, is where they lived. It's incredible.
There were so many of them.
They were given these different cities, I guess. It says the king of Assyria brought people from Babylonia, Cusa, Ava, Hama, Sepharvaim, settled them in the cities of Samaria. Unbelievable.
What purpose?
Because I'm sorry to say that I forgot to say that he, because Sancheirim exiled the 10 tribes. And this was the area where the 10 tribes lived, and so he needed to repopulate the area with people. So after he kicked them out, he brought other people in to repopulate the area. I forgot to mention that. Sorry about that. All right. That he said.
Better to have some foreign influence than no one.
Whatever. I'm sure they were, you know.
Move the people to where he moved the 10 tribes out of there.
Yeah. Anyway, let me see over here. So let's start the Gemara again. Amar Bavu, Yesha Yaras Shal Kusim, there are these cities where the Kusim live. Shanogban Heter Mimei Yoshua Nun. They were Heter, meaning that the stuff that grows there would be put there from Trumas and Maisers. From the days of Yoshua Nun, Vehim Mutaros, and they are indeed permitted. The practice is a correct one. That's the way the English says it. It's a correct one. He says in the bottom of 5 that the Yerushalmi does not specify which villages they settled in, but apparently there's a mosaic and these certain cities are identified. Whatever, I don't know all the details over here, but if you're interested in that topic. Rabbi Yossi by Mayato. Now, Rabbi Yossi asked the following question. Now, if you're saying they're considered to be outside of Eretz Yisrael, I didn't skip anything.
Oh,
that's where I'm at. Rabbi Yossi by.
Yeah.
Me'ata, bottom of the first column on 46A1. Now, if you say these Kusian cities are considered to be outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that they're not Chayvin Shemus and Maisres, Lo Yochusho Kohanim Al-Chalasan. If you take Chala in those cities, they shouldn't have to worry about them being Tahar because they're automatically Tame by virtue of the fact they're in the Eretz Hamim and they should be automatically Tame. So why should the Kohanim be so strict about it? Anan chamei rabbanin chashishin. We see the Kohanim are strict in this regard. So the way he writes it here, there's no reason to attempt to preserve it in a state of Tara since the foreign land Tum is all around. Yet the Kohanim in these cities did take actions to preserve their Kala in a state of Tara. So it's apparent that they held that the cities are within Eretz Yisrael and they were therefore Tahar. That's what it seems to be, the question over here. A little bit of a strange question. I thought we settled this already, that even though it's outside Eretz Yisrael, it could still be Tahar. I don't know why this is being brought up again. On Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, so he said, Lo begin Mosadat Amris. It's not for the reason you stated, 7, that those areas are Chutz La'aretz. Ella begin to Lo Chalatatun Machusa Bida. It's because the non-Jewish government did not transfer the fields to the ownership of the Jews. So they explain that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi holds that since the Goyish king owns the land, Yesh Kenyan La'akam La'avkeya Midei Dushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's why they are potter from Trumas and Maestras. No, but as far, let's say here, so what we're saying there, therefore, is what? So what's the chilak? So, one second. So therefore, I think they have to, so there might have been on, it could be Tahar, in other words, right? I think that's what we're saying. That it could be Taka, that the, when you mafresh the Trumas and Maestras, that it will be Tahar, because it's really Eretz Yisrael. It's not the pshat that it's Chutz La'aretz and there's Trumas Eretz Ha'am in there. And therefore, all the challah should not, you don't have to worry about it. It's Eretz Yisrael, but Yesh Kinyan La'avkiya, therefore they're Patron Trumas and Maestras. But as far as Tahar is concerned, it's certainly, in other words, even as far as Tahar is concerned, it's still Tahar, because it is, even if you hold Yesh Kinyan La'avkiya, but I guess that's not enough to make it into Tumah. Right, that's what we're seeing here. That distinction, is that clear?
He says in the footnote. He says, "Kinan the local birds sell afkia biad meiser,
yes,
not biad kedusha."
Yeah, not biad kedusha, but that's the lashon that we usually use.
Right. So that's
so
what I'm saying.
He's like making they're drawing a line now, right? Ish kinyan tafkia from the key of meisers and trumas, but as far as the kedusha Eretz Yisrael is concerned, it remains tahar.
Right.
Very interesting. Okay, at least I thought it was interesting. Rabbi Yasa Shama Da'asas Inre Lebaitzer. So now this is very interesting. Ma'aseh Shahaya. This kind of story is, it's really this kind of halakha la'maaseh happens all the time. So Rabbi Yasa heard his mother's coming to Baitzra. That's a city in Moab, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he was a Kohen. Shaul Rabbi Yechonon. So now he's going to ask Rabbi Yechonon a shaila. I want to ask my rabbi a question. Mahu lotzeis, can I go leave Eretz Yisrael to go because of Kibbut Ava Aim? Can I go outside to greet her or to see her or to visit her, whatever it is? Amale. So he said, Rabbi Yechonon said to him, if you were afraid that she's traveling and therefore she needs your company in order to save her from any robbers, right, list of Haderach, as we say in the Tfilas Haderach, or the Chayis Ros. So say, go ahead, because that's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Deicha Kol HaTerah Kula, right? Im Yishab Kaid Im Imcha, but if it's just because of COVID, any idea, then I don't know. This is, I'm not sure. Atra Chaloi, see, he's kept bothering him to give him a decisive answer. Please, Rabbi, tell me the answer. Ba'amar, eventually he said to him, Im Gomar Tol Atzeis, if you decided, you have already resolved that you're going to leave, in other words, the rabbi sees where you're headed already. You're coming to ask me a shiloh, but you already, I see, you want to go, and I'm going to give you a head to go get zimtahe. So now the question is, was he acting like a rabbi? That really, he really feels, either he doesn't know for sure, or maybe he holds he shouldn't go, but he's giving him a head to because he sees he wants to go. What's going on with the story, right? That's the Gemara discusses. On Rav Shul Bar Rav Yitzchak, Odi Tzrichel Rav Yechonon. The matter still requires clarification. Meaning, I'm uncertain. Did he mean to endorse his plan to meet his mother? Or is he simply deflecting the question by telling Rav Yossi to do as he sees fit? He wasn't sure, right? Shama Rav Lazar Vamar Ein Rishus Gadol Mizu. Rav Lazar heard about Rav Yochanan's response, and he said, no, if Rav Yochanan gave him a bracha, it's not possible that he was in doubt. In other words, there's different ways to give a heter. You say, oh, you want to do it. Just get out of my office so I can go back to my Gemara. That's one answer. Another answer is, oh, you want to go. If you want to go, you should be, you know, you're giving a whole bracha already. You must be resolved to say it. I think that's what it says over here. Yeah, in 14, that's what he says. He brings that it's also in the Kedushin, a similar type of case. Okay. Okay, next. Now the Gemara is going to ask about the status of a field in Transjordan. Transjordan, of course, is on the other side of the Jordan River. We call that Transjordan. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Sha'al Reb Chanina, what's the din?
By the way, Shlemi, we don't parse the Shaila about whether keyword aim is going to suffice over here.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
In other words, we don't post it to Shaila. He was not sure, and that's how the Gemara leaves it, correct?
Who's not sure?
In other words, over here, it says that Rabbi Yossi heard it. He wasn't sure, right? He wasn't sure.
Rabbi Yossi? Where does it say Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi from before? You're going back to the Gemara before?
No,
you mean Rabbi Yasa, who heard that his mother was coming? Is that what you're talking about?
I have a gears from Rabbi Chaim that's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, whatever.
It's okay, whatever.
Okay, but either way, they leave it as an open issue, correct?
No.
What do you mean? No.
He gave him Rishus to go, and he gave him a bracha. So that means that it was 100%. He gave it 100% winter. I had to.
One second, he's to go after, but it wasn't clear what the rationale was. Was it because of pikuach nefesh, because of the danger, or was it because of kibud aim?
Well, it obviously couldn't have been because of the danger, because if it was because of the danger, there was never a doubt.
Well, I understand that, but he said, "Im ipnei sakana tivarim say im yishum kovad imoch in the yadeya."
But then there was the whole subsequent follow-up question. Achachalai, he kept bothering him. What's the din? And he said, okay, yeah. You made up your mind. You want to go? Go b'sholom. So you see that he held it was mutter. That's what he said. I mean, that's what it says over here. Rav Lazar maintained there's no doubt about the matter. Rav Yochanan would not have gone so far as to issue a blessing unless he held unequivocally that he was allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in footnote 14. There is no doubt at the end of the Gemara. All right, you Moscow?
No, not convinced.
Not Moscow? How else?
No, because there's different gears here. That's why.
Okay. I don't have to. I'm not saying everybody learns the Gemara's way. This is the way the English presents the story.
Okay.
There may be other ways to learn it. I don't know.
Okay.
Reb Shimon ben Lakish Shaal or Reb Chanina, Hakoyna ba'amun umayav mahu. If a person buys a field, let's see. In the land of Amun Amov, what's the din as far as Shvius is concerned? 16. Mara might be asking whether you have to take Trinus and Maestris. Anyway, so that it says that everybody holds it. Both questions are a question. Okay. One would think that Shvius and Trinus and Maestris are totally Zabazay as far as this question is concerned. On Malay, Ani Losh Matiyam Yerpiyah HaGorol. I did not hear anything from Rav Chiya the Great. That was obviously his Rebbe. This is who he was asking Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina's Rebbe was Rav Chiya HaGadol. And Rav Chanina said, I never heard the answer to this question. Elo miprashas Ashkelon v'lachutz. So now he's switching to the other side of Eretz Yisrael. He asked him about Transjordan, which is on the east side of the Jordan. And now he's answering him something that has to do with Ashkelon, which is on the west border. And he said that he heard that from the crossroads of Ashkelon outwards is considered outside Eretz Yisrael and is Pater from Shvius. Bekasha. So this is on, he didn't understand. What kind of answer is this? He asked you a question about Transjordan. The Dresdner Cup, like we say in Yiddish. What are you talking about Ashkelon for? Okay, he asked him one thing and he told him a whole different answer. He didn't answer the question. Sometimes it may appear that that's what I'm doing, Stewie, but I'm trying to answer the question. Okay, so the Gemara says, now we're on 46B. Ella could go on. Ella begin. The less Rav Chanina on a mill of Losham min Yoimi. This was a hanhaga that Rav Chanina had, that he would not say something over that he had not heard from his Rebbe. So since he had not heard anything from his Rebbe, so he didn't want to say anything directly to Rish Lakish's query, or begin to lama pick the Rebkon, but he didn't want to send him away empty-handed. At least give him a Dvar Torah that has to do with the subject, Eretz Yisrael, and whether she is his Noeg. It was in the Parsha. You know, it wasn't exactly right. Right? Begin, Ken Shalei Kanda Omegim Lekona. That's why he gave him this kind of like elusive answer. Interesting Hanhog is over here. I think we're seeing, you know, Hanhog of Rabbi Yochanan, now we see Hanhog of Rabbi Chanina. It's very interesting. yeah. Rish Lakish, Ozil of Baitzra. So he traveled to Baitzra. Ozil of Kabay. I'm really, by the way, this always, does anybody have an answer to this question? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you're not going to get into Eretz Yisrael, right? So he didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu did get to Amon Umoyev. And he did divide it up to Negev and Reuven. So, and that did have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, did it not?
Not the same level.
I'm just saying, it had, it's Chayav and Shumas and Maestros, right? Yeah. I assume so. It was Chayav and Shvias, yeah. I assume. Min HaTorah. I assume so. I'm just assuming. I'm just saying. People always ask me this question every year. So why do we say he didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael? He really made it to a certain extent. Okay, yeah. I'll just leave that as a question. Let's just read the Gemara now. Let's read the Gemara now. I have a reason.
He's supposed to be father in
Israel. I'm throwing this out just as we read the Gemara. I want to keep that in mind in the back of our heads first.
Not the land that would promise the Gemara. He's
fine. Okay. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Azal Abaitzer, as I recall the Medrash, v'chi lechol perusehu tzarech, did Moshe want to eat his peris? He wanted to keep, he wanted to kind of the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs were shayach over there, l'chayra. We're going to see in a second. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Azal Abaitzer, he went to Baitzer. Asa l'gavei, the townspeople came, Amri Lay, they said to him, Chamilon Barnash, show us a person. Dorish, he can say drushes. He's Dayan, he's a judge. Sofer, he's Yori Yori Yadin Yadin, right? He's a Sofer, he can write Sifrei Torah and Mezuzos, right? Chazan, he should be able to be a Shamash, right? Ovid called Tzurchinon, he'll perform all our needs. One man, like a Rav Natta type person, right? Knows it and can do it all, right? Chamachad Bavlai, so he spotted a certain Babylonian who had all these qualifications. Amalei, so he told him, this Babylonian guy, Chamis Loch had Asatov. I spotted a good rabbinical position for you. He's making a shit up, right? They came to Rish Lakish, find us a person who could do this. So the Bavli guy went to Rabbi Yechonon. Amalei, so he said, in other words, he had a question. The question was, is he allowed to leave it? Bavel and go to Botsra? Is that okay to do? So, Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yechonon said to him, in Bavel, the Bavel. It's like traveling from one Bavel to another Bavel. So five, it says like this. Why should you not go to Botsra in the Chutz Laaretz? You're a Babylonian who lives in Chutz Laaretz anyway.
Right.
So it appears that he was unsure if he could go because he was staying in Eretz Yisrael at the time, even though his permanent residence was in Babylonia. That may be the chat. According to Mara Folder, the question from Yerkin and his answer concerned the permissibility to leave Babylonia, which was a great Torah center, for another lesser country in Chutz Laaretz. Right? That's there's a Gemara in Ksubis that says, well, everyone throws from Babel to Eretz Yisrael is either, I think, on a lav or something like that, because that was the place where all the Torah was being learned, and you're leaving the Makom Torah of the world to go someplace else. Maybe
yeah, but isn't he doing this for parnasa purposes? That's why he had all these requirements over here.
You're right. So according to that, you'd be even able to do it even if you were in Eretz Yisrael Mamish.
100%.
Yeah, and but that's not what he told him.
Unless the ad part knows.
He told He told him in
Bubble,
right? Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell him you can go because it's
That's my kasha. Why didn't
the answer must be
he's not an employee. He didn't need the job.
He didn't need the job or whatever the reason was.
Yeah, but look at the requirements. He's the dayan. He's the sefer. A chazan is not a chazan. You know, for shliach. He takes care of the base. He takes care of the shul.
Yeah,
he's like a shamus.
Yep. Maybe the pay was so low that wasn't a heter. Okay, Amar Yaakov bar Abba. Min mad Amar Rabbi Yochanan. From where Rabbi Yochanan said that traveling from Bavel to Botzra is min Bavel to Bavel. Hado Amra. So now we're getting back to our original question. Hakoina Shomein of Eskayev. So someone who buys a field in Bostra, right, is not going to be obligated in the laws of Shvius because he's telling him you're going from one place in Chutz Lawrence to another place in Chutz Lawrence. Obviously, he holds his no Kedusha. Right? That's the Gemara's tries to make this as an assumption. Okay? Now let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara asks the following question. V'chitzor Eino Osir Leilech Lasham. Here comes Tzur again. Remember what we said about Tzur?
Yeah, it's the Rabbanu
Tzur. Let's see over here. We said that Tzur is Matame Thomas Eretz Ha'amim, and Kohanim could not go to Tzur. That's what we said.
Right.
But
it's high of
in Maisus Mirabonim. That's what we said. But that's what it says. Hakoina Sham Eino Eskayev. And someone who acquires a field there is obligated. Is he not obligated? In a Meskayev, is he not obligated to take Meisras? So just because you know a city is outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't know for sure that it's exempt from Trumas and Meisras. In other words, you can't prove from what Rabbi Yochanan said that calling it Mibavel Abavel, that it's not Chayav and Maestros, because it could be a slight Tzur, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael, and is Chayav and Maestros Min Rabbanan. That's the question,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, status of Ammon and Moav. Ashkach Tanei Simon L'Ammon and Moav L'Aretz Mitzrayim. So there's Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba. He found the Brisa. They gave a mnemonic to remember the status of Ammon Moav and the land of Mitzrayim. Shtei Aratzos are two lands. Achas Nachalas v'Ne'avedas. One, you can eat after the beer, and you could work the land during Shvius. V'achas Nachalas v'Ne'avedas. And the other area, Ammon Moav, there you can eat after the beer, but the land itself may not be worked because some Isurim or Shvius are in force. Right? Since Botzra is located in Moav, we can conclude that that land may not be worked during Shvius, but you could eat it after the beer. That's what it says over here. So, do I want to stop here?
So it's bifurcated.
Yeah. Let's see. Should we keep going?
Yeah.
It's going to keep going. You know what? I want to stop here, and we'll continue on from here tomorrow. It's a show. Okay? 46B at the bottom of the page. But this is going to be the question. You know, was Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael, or was he not in Eretz Yisrael?
Thank you. He was not.